Okay, today's daf is Bamatzia, daf Tzadi Tes 99. As we continue here in the eighth parak in the discussions of She'ela relating to the other Shomrim here in the eighth parak of Maseches Bamatzia. So we ended off yesterday, we had the Mishnah about She'ela and a topic that really could relate to all of the Shomrim, and that is, when does the Hischaivus of Shomrim begin? Right, if I say, okay, I want to be a shomer, so I work it out, so at what point? So Pashas is when I take the item. But the Mishnah described yesterday, what if I don't actually have the item, but it was sent through a shliach? So if the mashiel sends it, even though it is a schus on the behalf of the shoel, if the shoel didn't say okay or send it, then you don't have the principle of shulucho shalad mekamoso, and he's not responsible yet. And if something happens to the item, to the animal on the way, then there is going to be a ptur. But if the Shoel says, send it and give it to my shliach. Or the mashal says, I'm sending it. And the shoel says, shalach, send it. So then that's a Kabbalah Zacharias. That's appointment of a shomer. And therefore, he would be responsible. And the same way, b'sha'a shemachzira. In the same way, if you would be, go back. If you look at the Shar Mitzvah Balacha on the Mishnah, he quotes a couple of columns, right? The Shar Mitzvah Balacha, by the way, on Bava Metzia was put together by the son of the Shar Mitzvah Balacha that was written on most other Masechtos. Shlomo Zalman Braun, his son, put together Bava Metzia, Chaim Elazar Braun. So here he quotes a couple of columns of discussions about returning things. And when is it considered something that is returned properly, or when is it not considered returned properly or not? He quotes from the Rishonim and the Achronim, if somebody borrows something and I give it back to somebody's wife, I give it back to somebody's children, is that good enough? Very often, you know, the person's not home, so you give it back in their house. So is that good enough? Is that called a chazara? What if something happens before I get home? Are you mechalik? Could you be mechalik between a wife and a child? Right? What happens? Is there a chilik between pikadon and she'ela? Quotes many different achronim, Beis Yosef, and the Yoav Shel Shlomo, a couple of columns of items regarding that topic, just to let everyone know. Okay, so now we get to the Gemara. Says the Gemara, so we are medayik. The Gemara is medayik from the Reisha. The Reisha says that if the Mashiel sends it in the hands of all of these people, son or Eved or Shliach, so in that case, still the Mashiel is going to be Chayev, right? Because the Shoel did not accept responsibility. So says the Gemara, Biyad Avdo Chayev, right? Biyad Eved is Chayev, says the Gemara. Is that really true? Rashi quotes Bitmiya, right? If the Shoel says, right, I'm sorry, this is asking on the second case. If the Shoel says, give it in the hands of your Eved, he gives him permission, and the Mashiel sends it in the hands of his own Eved, then why should that be the Shoel already be responsible for that? It's as if the Mashiel still has it. Biyad Avdo Chayev, Yad Eved Kiyad Rabo. Right, so what's the, even if the Shoel says, okay, send it, if the Mashiel still has it, then the Shoel shouldn't be responsible. And here, isn't this considered as if the Mashiel still has it if it's in the hands of his Eved, right? Yad Eved ki Yad Rabo. Answers the Gemara, two answers. Each one needs to be discussed. First answer, Amar Shmuel be'Eved Ivri, delo kani legufe. Shmuel says, the Mishnah that tells us that the Yad Eved is not ki Yad Rabo, and therefore, if the Shoel gives permission, it would be as if it outside the rishus of the Mashiel, so that's an Eved Ivri, meaning only an Eved Kenani would you say Yad Eved Yad Rabo. Eved Kenani meaning someone who is in between being non-Jewish and Jewish. Eved Kenani goes through a quasi-gerus, he has a mitzvah, he's a chayav mitzvah like an Isha, he does one tefillah, he'll do another tefillah at the end, if he wants to become fully Jewish. So an Eved Kenani has a different type of Eved, that's why we say Yad Eved Yad Rabo. An Eved Ivri, though, we don't say Yad Eved Eved Ivri is a full Jew. Schaiv and mitzvos, right? There's a certain heter, as we'll get to, who he's allowed to marry. But he's a full Jew who was too poor, or he stole, so he was sold, and became an Eved Ivri, and therefore, there is no kinyan aguf by an Eved Ivri. Let's stop there for a moment, because there's a major discussion on that. Why? Because Tosas points out, the Gemara Kedushas is exactly the opposite. The Gemara Kedushas, Daf Tezayin, it says, Eved Ivri, gufo kanui. an Eved Ivri does, the master has a Kinyan Haguf in the Eved Ivri. Exactly the opposite of what our Gemara says, that Eved Ivri lo kani le gufo. Stira. So this is what the Rishonim deal with, both here and in Meseches Kiddushin. So Tosva says here, in Delo, Avagav de Perakama de Kiddushin Amrina de Eved Ivri gufo kanu, even though it says there. So the question is the status of the Eved Ivri, is his status affected by the Bailim, by the Bailim's ownership? That's what Gufo Kadi would mean, his inherent status. So Tosfos limits the Gemara. Hainu le'inyin she'en gir'ono machul imacho balpeh ela bishtar. Tosfos says, really, our Gemara is the Iker. Eved Ivri is not Gufo Kadi. What does Gufo Kadi mean? It just means that you can't free him without a shtar. That's all it means. It means you can't be mochel him the other years, right? Girono. Girono means he still owes me, and I'm going to be mochel the amount of years or money that he has left, right? Ein girono machol imachol balpet. You can't do a balpet, you have to give a shtar. Tosfos does not explain then, well, if ein gufo kanui, then why would you need a shtar? If it's just a hischaivus, if somebody owes me years of work, so then why can't I just say, okay, forget it, you don't have to work for me, you can just leave. Tosfos doesn't say that. Tosfos, though, is bothered, you know, how do you put the two Gemaras together? So that's why Tabali Tosfos say that really ain't Gufo Kani. It's just Gufo Kani, so you need a shtar. With Tosfos, it really doesn't go the extra step, though. Why would you need a shtar? But in any case, the Ramban gives a much more fundamental answer. The Ramban, quoted by all the Chachmei Svarad, mostly over there in Kiddushin, Daf Tezvav, and Daf Tezayin, the Ramban is quoted by the Rashba and the Ritva, that, no, the Chiddush there is that an Eved Ivri has two elements of Kinyan. There are two Kinyanim that a master has in an Eved Ivri, says the Ramban. I'll read it first for the Rashba, because it's interesting that the Rashba and the Ritva both quote their Rebbe and Grand Rebbe, respectively the Ramban, but then go in different directions about how to apply it. First we'll go with the Rashba, we'll go earlier in history. V'igil ha-meidak, heichen matzidu kinyan l'mazi yodav, sheni yachol limchol bal peh. That's the Kasha on Tosfos. Right? How could you have, if it's just a kinyan, the Maisi Adayim, a financial obligation, then why should you be mochel et balpeh? Why is that not good enough? Tireis HaRamban. Dekiva, deshnei kinyanim hein, ba'avdus. There's two kinyanim that a master has in Eved Ivri. Echad kinyan mamon, v'u kinyan l'maisi adav. One is a regular financial obligation. You owe me money, you owe me work. V'yachad kinyan iser, shehu osro babas yisro lepotro mimiksas mitzvos. Right, what's the second? There's another kinyan. What's the biggest rye that there's another kinyan, says the Ramban? The fact that an Eved Ivri can marry a shivcha kana'anis, that the master can give him a shivcha kana'anis, that they can produce children. A shivcha kana'anis is half not Jewish. How could the Eved Ivri marry her? It must be that there's a status change in the Eved Ivri. And that's the Kinyan Isser that the master has in the Eved Ivri. That's what allows him to marry a Shifcha Kananis and what potters him from certain mitzvos. The Kinyan Aguf Hazeh. That part of the Kinyan is what requires the Shtar Shichwer, and that is what cannot be Nimchal. Dome l'kinyan Ishus, Shutzarav Get Lahatiro. That Kinyan Isser, says the Rashba, quoting the Ramban, is the reason why there has to be a Shtar to undo it, just like a Get, right? Just like the man has a Kinyan Isser in his wife, Kinyan Mamon and Kinyan Isser, right? There's financial obligations in both directions. And the Kinyan Isser. That is the Ramban, and that's the two Gemaras. One Gemara that says, Gufo Kanui, that's regarding to the Kinyan Isser. The one that says, Lav Gufo Kanui, that's regarding to the Kinyan Mamon, that would be like any other financial obligation. And then he adds, Umimenu ad hulamein. Umimenu hulamein, from Get. Lefichach, Amrush Avevenimri, Yesh the Rabbah, Kinyan Isser, Sharabatir, Beshifcha Kananis, Vein Kinyan Isser, Nifka, Below Get, Bein Ishus, Bein Ba'avdus, Vechulu. And then he says, and this is where he's going to part company with the Ritva. Ulefi Divre Rabbeinu, according to the Ramban, Nire, Mocher Atzmo. Ooh, now we're getting into, we know there are two types of Evenivris, Machruhu Bezdin, and Machruhu Atzmo. Bezdin sells him, or he sells himself. So the Gemara there, the Mishnah there in Kiddushin says that Machruhu Atzmo ain rabo moser lo shivcha kananis. The question is, what does that mean, that phrase? The Rashba says, you know what it means? Not allowed to. The Rashba says that according to the Ramban, even according to the Ramban, we might add, there's a fundamental difference between Machruhu Atzmo and Machruhu Bezdin. If Bezdin sells him because he stole, or Machruhu Atzmo because he's poor. Ulefid Devar Rabbeinu Nira, Mocher Atzmo, She'ein Rabba Momos Lo Shifcha Kananis, Ein Sarek Et Shichrur. Wow. Says the Ramban, Machruhu Atzmo. The Mishnah says he can't get a Shifcha Kananis. You know why? It must be that there's no Kinyan Isser in the Machruhu Atzmo, and therefore he wouldn't need a Shtar Shichrur. The Shtar Shichrur is only needed by the Machruhu Bezdin, not the Machruhu Atzmo. Most of the Shifcha Kananis, Ein Sarek Shtar Shichrur, Ela B'Mechilas Gerona Sagile. And then he says, V'tzarech Tema D'Hastama Tanya. You don't find this anywhere explicitly in Shas. So I find that difficult, but the Rashba is convinced that these two issues need to go together. The heter of marrying a Shifcha Kananis and the need to have a Shtar Shichrur. Fine, that is the Rashba's way of quoting the Ramban. The Ritva also quotes his Rebbe, the Ramban, but at the end, he makes a difference between them because he has a different shot of what that Mishnah means in Kiddushin. The Ritva both on Daf Tezayin in Kiddushin, that's where he quotes this idea, and then he says, goes back to Daf Tezvav, he says, no. When the Mishnah says that Machruhu Atzmo, Ein Rabba Momos L'Shifcha Kananis, that doesn't mean that he's not allowed to, it just means that the Rav can't force a Shifcha Kananis onto the Eved Ivri. But he would be allowed to if the Eved Ivri acquiesces and says, sure. The difference is not that that Eved Ivri wouldn't be allowed to marry the Shifcha Kananis, he just can't be forced to marry the Shifcha Kananis by Machru Atzmo. But of course, you can't say there's such a fundamental difference between the two types of Eved Ivris. There's a Kinyan Isser and a Kinyan Mamon by both of them. It's just that if it's Machru Atzmo, the Torah says it can't be. He can't be forced to accept let me just read the language of the Ritva. This is back on Daf Tezvav there. He says, Yesh Omrim, he quotes this from his Rebbe, the Rashba, She'asur gamkein afilu midaito b'shifcha kananis. Right? Some say, when the Mishnah says, Machur Atzmo, Ein Rabba Mosolo, even if he agrees to it, says the Rashba, says the Ritva, Ve'ein Zenachon, Di'im Kein, if it's true that the Machru Atzmo cannot marry a shifcha kananis, he holds like the Rashba that they go together, but he finds it impossible to say that there'll be such a fundamental difference between them and that you wouldn't need a Shtar Shichrur by Mochar Atzmo. You don't find it anywhere. You have to say you need it, and therefore, because you need it, it can't be that there's no Kinyan Isser. V'lo matzinu get el b'makom sheyesh l'rav kinyan iser domil get isha shetzricha get ube'eve kinani l'gabe kinyan mamon shebo pefker sagile el shesor get kinyan iser shebo. And therefore v'lo vaday kida amran, what does it mean? Mocher atzmo mutter b'shifcha kananis el she'ein rabo kofehu b'kach. Right, that's the fundamental machlokas between the Ritva and the Rashba, using the idea of their Rebbe, the Ramban, in terms of opposite distinctions that we have here by Machruhu Atzmo, by Eved Ivri Gufa Kani and La Gufa Kani. But that is all based on the first answer of our Gemara, the answer of Shmuel, of how do you understand our Gemara, our Mishnah, which seems to say that an Eved Ivri, the Eved in our Mishnah is separate from the Baalim. So says our Mishnah is talking about an Eved Ivri, where you don't say Yad Eved Ki Yad Rabo, I Eved Ivri, two elements of an Eved Ivri. Eved Ivri financial status, he can be separated from the Baalim. Right? The Baalim can be Mochel, the financial elements. That's what our Mishnah would be talking about, but just cannot be mochel the Isser status elements. That's how you have to be mechalik between the two cases, according to the Ramban. But that is all Shitas Shmuel.
According to everybody, all the Rishonim, the Yad of an Eved Ivri is not Kinyad
Rabbo. Yad Eved Ivri is not Kinyad Rabbo, fundamentally. Well, I'm seeing, but there's a Kinyan Isser, and there's the other element. Okay, what other idea that we mentioned in past the Shiurim, the Beis Halevi writes in two different places, both on Parshas Yisro and in the Drushas, in the second to last Drusha, in Drush Yud Zayin, the Beis Halevi discusses the Avdus that we had at Maimon Har Sinai. What exactly out of Maimon Har Sinai? This is Shvuas Torah. And that is, he mentioned that the Rambam tells us in Hilchos Mechira that a person cannot be Mechayiv himself in a Dover She'eino Katzuf. If I go over to you, there's a concept called Hodos Baal Din Kimei Edom Dami, but if I go over to you and say, I owe you whatever you want, However much you say I owe you, so that's shibud is not chal. I could say I owe you $5 million. That works because that shibud is a davar hakatzuf. It's a very large davar hakatzuf, but that's the chiluk. So ask the Beis HaLevi, the imkain Yisrael shekiblo alatzva machiyev kodim sheyadu apratim lechore hechalalei machiyev. How did nasev and nishma work? After all, but Yisrael did not know. They said, "Well, do whatever you say. You can't obligate yourself." This is all assuming that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to go by the, and when he saw that time, had to go by the obligations of the halachas of the Torah. Uve prat al Torah shebal peh, shehi below sof. So how can the chiyuv of Kabbalah's mitzvos, right, you might add, that we learn all of Hilchas Geiris from Maimon Har Sinai. So how did Kabbalah's mitzvos go into effect if it is in if they didn't know? He said, Vatiris Lazek, I'm reading from Yisro this time. Vatiris Lazek Farbiano Besefer Beis HaLevi Drushas. Right, if you look in Drush Yuzayin, that's that big drusha that we used in a Shabbos Shuvish here once about Torah, the Bnei Yisrael became the Torah Shebechsav, Luchas Rishonos, Luchas Shnios. Very beautiful drusha. Says the Beis HaLevi here, Ziyava Gavda Makav Olav Lasos Kol Mashiyom Arploni Lo Chalachiyuv, even though you can't accept, I accept whatever you want. Mikol makom hari yocho kol echad limkaris atzmo le'eved lechavera o lepoel. But what I can do is to create a context. I could say, I am your eved. Memela, once I'm your eved, then I'm obligated to do everything that you're going to tell me to do. Step two. I can't say I'll do whatever you want. But I can say I'm your eved, and then memela, I'll have to do whatever you say. What's the chilik? Hachilik pashut. Shamachayev atzmo hari ikra kabbalah hu achiyuv. Aval etzem gufo lohikna lachaveiro. Vachiyuv harehu eini yadua lo veino katsuv. If the whole thing is about an obligation, then the obligation has to be finite and known. Aval hamocher atzmo le'eved, eino makava olav shum chiyuv. If I accept to be an eved, I am not directly obligating myself to do something, but just to be someone. That's different. Rakmakne gufo l'rabo, v'ubazeh shaper chalakinyin. And once the guf is naseh shal harav v'meila, I'm mechuyev to do everything that the Rav says, v'zeh pashut. And that, says the Beis HaLevi, is what happened at Maimon Har Sinai. U'mishabhachi chalakabal al Yisrael. They weren't mekabel l'chayev to do certain actions, but hikne gufam l'torah l'avodoy s'isbarach. U'shpartim isbrisi v'chulu. Evisam l'isgula mikol ha'amim. And he says that's the difference between Yisrael and Bnei Noach. Bnei Noach have obligations that they have to fulfill. Seven categories of obligations that they have to fulfill. Bnei Yisrael don't have 613 obligations. Bnei Yisrael are Avdei Hashem. Memela, because we're Avdei Hashem, then there's a lot of things that we have to do. But not directly because of the obligation, because of who we are. And then, Memela, from who we are comes what we have to do. And that's Kinyan Aguf. Right? If we use the Lashonos that we're using in our Gemara, there's a Kinyan Aguf that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has within us. And the Beis HaLevi, the Drasha there, has a couple more pages related to this, but we'll leave that for now. But that is all Shita Shmuel, the first line of today's daf. Says the Gemara, Rav Amar, second answer, again, what's the Kasha? The Kasha is from our Mishnah, it sounds like an Eved's Yad is independent. Because right when the Shoel says, give it to your Eved, then he's going to be responsible. He, the Shoel, is going to be responsible. While elsewhere, don't we know Yad Evek Yad Rabo? So, Rav Amar, if you look at him, Evek Kenani, even if it's talking about an Evek Kenani, where we say Yad Evek Yad Rabo, Naase Ka'omer Le, Hechisha B'maka V'hitavo. Treat it as if the Shoel says, when the Shoel says, send it, it's as if the Shoel says, you know what? Hit it with your stick and the animal's going to come to me. Right? Let him come. What does that mean? Rashi says, it's a Shibud. Rashi says he was meshabed himself, third skinny line in Rashi. Shoel de shibed nafshe mishatetse merishuso. He was meshabed himself. What exactly does that mean? The Ritva says here, quoting Rashi, giving a pirush la pirusho, it's a hischaivus midas. Even if it's somewhat still in your rishus. Even if we say yad eva kiyad rabo. But still, I can obligate myself to whatever I want, says the Ritva, explaining Rashi. Pirush lepirusho, tahacha lo midin she'ela nischayev ba. What was our kasha? What do you mean? He's not a shoal yet. The answer is, you're right. He's not a shoal yet. But he can still obligate himself financially. Ela shekol she'omer lechaveiro, sheyotzi mamono apiv, lamakom she'eno mishtamer, oshi yizrakenu liyav v'chayosifo, v'yischayev lo. I say, you know what? Throw your money into the water and I'll pay you back. Okay? He could be obligated. I didn't get anything out of it. But you know what? I can obligate myself to anything financially. So do here. You know, send me your animal, even if it's still technically in your rishus. I'm responsible. That's shibeid nafshe, says the Ritva, giving pshat to Rashi. Miyad she'asa kein al piv nishtabilo piyahi hana'a ki'ilu kiblu mamash bimenu. And what's the prototypical model? The avakuan arev. What does an arev say? I'm a cosigner. You know what? If he can't pay you back, I'll pay you back. The arev got nothing. Anochi arvenu. What's the source for arvus? Right, Yehuda. When Yehuda stands up to Yosef. Not to Yosef, but he first stood up to Yaakov Avinu, Anochi Arvenu. And then he stood up and was the ultimate Arevan Ben Yamin. Right? So that's the Ritva says in the pshat of Rashi. That's what's going on here. It's not me, the Sheila. Until he gets it, then She'il Chiyu Ve'Sheila will kick in. But until that point, it wouldn't be Sheila. Tosfos here has a different pshat. Tosfos says, Kivan She'yatza. Well, you know what? The Tosfos is going on a little bit later, but I guess we'll read it now. L'charanira demayri sheyatsa miyad l'simta o l'tzidei rishos harabim. D'chashev ki'ilu mashcha shoel. It's a ki'ilu of Mashiach was done. When I say send it, I say hit it and it'll come, it's as if a Mashiach was done. And Tosfos has two deos, whether we know usually Mashiach only works in Rishus Harabim. It does not work in, it works in a Simta, or works in the Tzidei Rishus Harabim, a semi-private area. It doesn't work in real Rishus Harabim. Certain Kinyanim do, like Hagbah. But this is a quasi-Mashiach, and therefore it wouldn't work. Tosfos first says, okay, so we're not talking about a real Rishus Harabim anymore. But then at the end of Tosfos, he has an important Deya, the Od Yeshlomar, Docha Mayri Afilu Yatza Miyal Rishus Harabim. Maybe Imamish went to Rishus Harabim. But dileinyan lischayiv baonsin kanya mashicha berushas arabim afalgav dilo kanya leinyan mekach. Wow! Even though kinyan mashicha doesn't work berushas arabim, it would work to be mischayiv baonsin. Meaning, when I do mashicha berushas arabim, the question is that nothing? Nothing has been accomplished there, or it's not a complete haraz bailus, which is the root of all kinyanim. It doesn't fully show that it's mine, because I could pull anybody's animal, Rishus Harabim. So, what Tosfos, two days here. Maybe the first day it says, Mashiach Rishus Harabim is nothing. Second day, it's something, it just doesn't usually work for a full kinyan, Haraz Bailas. But it could work for other responsibilities, and that is here, to be Mishayev Onsen, right, it would even be this quasi-ki'ilu Mashiach. So, that's what the two days, the Ritva again quotes Tosfos, and then he explains, he thinks Rashi Pshat is the one that he likes. Machlokas Rav and Shmuel. How to explain the Mishnah. Meisvei, so what second I'll ask Akasha from another Brisa. Hashoel hapara. Vishalcha lo biad bino biad shlucho chayiv. So if Mashal sends the cow, and the Shoel accepts, send it. So that chayiv biad avdo pater. Biad avdo pater, even if the Shoel had acquiesced and said send it. So Bishlam al Shmuel, according to Shmuel, the first answer that we gave, Mastisa Bevet Ivri, Brisa Bevet Kanani. No problem, the difference between Evet Kanani, you say Yad Evet Yad Rabo, so even if the Shoel says, send it, it doesn't work. And our mission is about Evet Ivri. Elo Rav Kasha, but according to Rav, you know, why wouldn't it work? If we say it's Ki'ilu, so you should say it's Ki'ilu, he said, you know, hit it in both cases. Amalecha Rav, so Rav would tell you no. Lo tema naase ka'amarle, ela ema bi'amarle. Hichishmacha v'itavo. Okay, take it back, says the Gemara. We don't say it's as if he said it, but he mamish said it. Meaning the Mishnah works because he actually said it. He said, hit it and it'll come to me, so that's when it would work. But in the Braisa, he didn't say that, and therefore it would still be considered the Rishus of the Mashiel. D'itmar, where do we have a similar discussion? As follows, Hashileni Parascha, somebody says to the Mashiel, lend me your cow, V'amarle beyond me, who should I send it with? V'amarle, Hechisha B'makel V'tavo, let him come. Amar Abdachman, Amar Rav, Baravu, Amar Rav, Kivin Shiyatza, Mirshus Mashiel, V'amesa, Chayiv. Right when it leaves, right? Meaning he actually said it. So that's what Rav would say in our Mishnah, where he actually said it. And this is the line that Tosfos is on, but it's the same thing as before, that we said, if he says that, this is the explanation. And Tosfos had the two days, whether it is mamish, even in Rishus Harabim itself, where Mashiach usually doesn't work, but it's quasi ki'ilu Mashiach would work, or even there, you're subject to the limitations. Period. Name of Messiah, so Machlokas Rav and Shmuel, let's try to bring a raya to Rav. because that the case is where he said the Hikisha case. Hashileni parasla va'amarle beyond me v'amarle Hikisha ma'akavi tavo kivish yatsim rishas bashal v'umesa p'chayiv. So exactly what Rav said. So isn't that is a raya that his ukimta is correct? So Amar Rav Ashi, no. You know what the case there is? Kigon, meaning, according to Shmuel, why should just hitting it work? Right? Just saying, yes, hit it and come to me. Shmuel would say that doesn't work. Aye, the Brisa says that it works. So, no, you know what that case is? Kigon, Shahaisa Chatseru Shal Shoel, Lifnim Me Chatseru Shal Mashil. Let's say the Chatser of the Mashil is closer to the street, and the Chatser of the Shoel is further in. So when the cow is going from the Mashiel to the Shoel, there's no other place he could go. He's going to the Shoel, so there even Shmuel would agree that it would work. Because where else is he going to go? There's an umduna that he has smichas das. Dechi mishalcha lav vade lo hasa mazla. In that case, for sure, it would go to the Rishus of the Shoel, so Shmuel would agree in that case. So yihachi maila meimra. Wow, that's fine. So then what would be the chiddush of that case? What's the chiddush of the Raisa? Then obviously that would work. So, lo tzricha di'ika gazyasa. No, there are still gazyasa, which we would call nooks and crannies. There are quarters where it might get lost in. What kind of nooks and crannies? Again, machlokes Rashi and Ritva. Rashi, the pashtus is, and the Rashi seems to say this, there are nooks and crannies in the rishus of the mashiel. We didn't change. It's still going from mashiel to shoel. But on the way, the mashiel's rishus, he has all of these curves and corners, so the cow might not ever get to the rishus of the shoel. So that's what it means. The Ritva doesn't think that that would be a chiddush, because it's still mashal to shoel. So he says, well, maybe there are tiny little areas of a third party's rishus that stick out. So probably it's going mashal to shoel. But there's a chance that it might go to some of these other rishuyos on the way. And therefore, that's the chiddush. Ma'od etema lo samchadaite. So you might think, because of these nooks and crannies, the givyasa, so therefore, the shoel wouldn't have smichas das, according to Shmuel. Dilma kaima hasa velo asya azla lahedya. It wouldn't come all the way. Kamash valan de samchadaita. The chiddush is, no, he has smichas das, even in this case, even though, according to the Ritva, it's a bigger chiddush, even though there is the rishus of some other people sticking out a little bit, still, he would have smichas das in that case. I'll just read you the Ritva. Mashapirish Rashi Sheber Shusa Shal Mashal Eina Mechuvar Da'avade Kolkiya Gavra Lo Machayev Klau V'lakach Bir Shabeinu Dani Yivyasa Hein Bein B'chatzir Shal Shoal L'chatzir Shal Mashal V'heim Shal Anashim Acherim. Anashim Acherim, that's what the Chiddush is. Okay, Viter. Amar Rav Huna. Says Rav Huna, now we get into the issue, the sugya, the second half of today's Amud, the sugya of when exactly does the responsibility of the shomer start. So we just had part of that discussion in terms of when you send the shliach or not. But what happens in this case? What if I actually took the item? Amar Rav Huna, hashoel kardo mechavero. If somebody borrows an axe from their friend, Rav Huna says, bikabo knao, lo bikabo, lo knao. If you used it to chop with, then you are kona it. Lo bikabo, if you did not use it to chop with, lo knao, you have not yet been kona it. Two important points. Number one, Rashi. Bikabo knao, ad sheyichlu yimei sheila. So, once you start using it, you are kona it through the days of the sheila. Lo bikabo, lo knao, dikasavar, Ein Meshicha Kone B'Shomrim. Because Rav Huna holds, when you first take it, that's not good enough. That is not a Kenyan Shmira until you start using it. That is Rav Huna's opinion. Also important that the Gemara uses the Lashon of Kenyan. We've discussed often the past couple of days. Kenyan She'ela. So you might say, don't take that so seriously, it just means Kenyan Hischaivus. Right, the Kenyan to meaning to be Mischaiv. But if you take the words literally, Kenyan, would the Gemara ever say, Shomer, the Shomer Sacher that took it, you know, once he takes it into his Rishus, Kna'o? No, dafka by Shoel. So, Bikabo Kna'o, lo Bikabo, lo Kna'o. So let's continue first. Lombai, so regarding what? So now again, this might limit the Lashon of Kenyan that we're about to have. But it still uses that lashon. Lomai. Ilei mala onsin. Are we talking about a chiv kinyan for onsin? So maishnam para demisha sheila. Why should that be different than a para which you are kone from the moment that you take it? Right? Yeah, but without using it, right? Wouldn't Rav Huna agree to that? Ela lachazara. No, what it means is that maybe you are chayav and owns it right away, right, when you take it. The question is, until when can the mashal say, you know what, I don't want to give it to you. Can I take it? Can I have it back? So when is the hizchus chazara, when does that expire? Bikabo lo matzi hader be mashil. Once it starts, the shul starts using it, the mashil can no longer retract. Lo bikabo matzi mashil hader be. But if he hasn't used it yet, then the mashil could still be chozerbo. That is the shita of Rav Huna. So again, the chiv onset might start right away, but the schus chazara continues until afterwards. Ask the Ritva, and again, the Ritva is crucial both here and in kedushin. He said the same thing. Very again, we've had today's. The whole Masechta, the Ritva is crucial on Bar Mitzvah, but especially on today's daf. Ask the Ritva, what type of kinyan is this? It's a kinyan that prevents a schus chazara, right? What type of kinyan is it? We know there are kinyanim, and they're listed in Kiddushin. So what type of kinyan is this? Says the Ritva, V'taymed Rav Huna Mishum Desvirolei, the Meshicha Ein Akone B'metaltalin Mida Oraisa, V'Rabbanan Hu Detikun. Says the Ritva, hearkening back to the fourth paragraph, Rabbi the Machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, back in Hazahav, whether Mishicha is Kona Midah Raisa or Maos Konos Midah Raisa, and Mishicha is Midrabanan, based on Xerah, Shem Yisrafu Chitech Ba'aliyah. That was the Machlokes. So says the Ritva, you know what Rav Huna holds? Mishicha does not work Daraisa, right? It's only Durabanan. But when were the Rabbanan Misakin Meshicha? Only where you are being kona the item, not the usage of the item. That's the chilek. V'chi tikun dafka b'mecher o b'matana shehu kinyin aguf, avol b'she'ela, the less b'alashoel ala kinyin peiros, lo tiknu la Meshicha. V'yafal pi, sh'adam kona b'chazaka deka la peirosav. Aye, what if I sell you a tree just l'gabe its fruit? Their Meshicha would work. Theirs is different because there is a kinyan aguf. Shadi asab shegufo shel dekel nosein peiros. The guf of the dekel gives the fruit. That's different than the kli. Avol kli sheino ra'ui elo lehishtamesh ein Meshicha mo elesbo. Says the Ritva, because a shoel's kinyan is lagabe the hishtamshus of the item. It's not the gabe the guf of the item, and therefore, that is why Rav Huna says here that it goes by usage. You know what the kinyan starts? When you have the full kinyan regarding chazara and other elements, it goes by usage. And then the Ritva has two dais. What about schirus, rental? So you might say the rental is the same kind of thing. You're going to have to give it back. Why would you be bechalik between schirus and she'ela? Ulahai svara efshar, ki she'ela labdafka, elahu adil eschirus kli, she'ein meshicha mo'elis bo'na chazara, v'yochala maskir lachzer bo'o kolzvach lo hiskel b'malacha. But then the Ritva says here, v'hanachon, but I think differently. Amazing. Schirus is stronger in a way than she'ela. V'hanachon, when you rent it, when you pay for it, the shiny schirus, de mechira liyomehu. I think it's mechira liyomei. We had that lashon earlier, back on Daf Nunvav. Zechiris is like you sold it for the day. Vaharihu bechlal meshicha shetiknu b'lekuchos. Right, that's different. Because you pay for it, it's like you bought it for that day. Different than a shoel, where you didn't pay for it and it's just bar. But that is the important lashonos of the Ritva. We're explaining the shita of Rav Huna, that by she'ela, that it's a kinyan hishtamshus. It's not a kinyan beguf hakli. And therefore, that's why it goes by the Hishtamshus. And now the Gemara says, Rav Huna is against the following two opinions. Upliga de Rabbi Ami. First of all, he would be against Rabbi Ami. Da Rabbi Ami, Hamashal Kardom Shal Hektish Ma'al. If somebody is Mashil out an item, an axe of Hektish, right? So then, what's the halacha Ma'al? Lefi Tovas Hana Shebo. Then the Yisra Me'ila benefiting from the Beis HaMikdash without permission, without allowance. So he violates right when the She'ela occurs, meaning even before the usage. Right, that's against Rav Huna. Rav Huna says that the kinyan only takes place by the usage. But here, Rabbi Ami says, no, even before. Right, Rashi, Mo'al HaMashil L'Shalim L'Hektish Keren She'ne'ene B'Hashalaso. What Hana do I get? Well, you feel good that I lent you an axe. So that whatever that value that hana is, that's how much I have to pay the hektish. Umayi hana aso lefitovas hana shebo omdin bo kamahu rotze lihios nechsar mishelo lahachzik lo asho al tovas hana kazu. So that is the back to the Brisa, back to Rabbi Ami. So he's mashal it out, he's mauled right away. That's already against Rav Huna. The chaver mutla lakeiyam b'lachan chila, and then the friend could use it, right? Because we paskin that by meila the davar is mischalel and yosei lachulin. So therefore, the friend could use it right away. So that's against Rav Huna. V'lo kina oh amay mal. If the kinyan didn't happen yet, why would they be in Isra meila? Why would they be in Isra meila already? V'amay chaver mutla lakeiyam b'lachan chila. And why could the friend use it? Nehadre, give it back. V'lo likne, v'lo limol. Don't use it and prevent everything. So it must be that Rabbi Ami argues with Rav Huna. Number one. Number two explains the Gemara, Upligid Rabbi Lazar, and Rav Huna also argues with Rabbi Lazar. Dam Rabbi Lazar, Kedera Shetiknu Meshicha Bilukuchos, Taktiknu Meshicha Bishomrim. Just like Chachamim were Mesake Meshicha by Lukuchos, right? Not just Ma'os, but you have to be Koneid b'mashicha, the kinyan is not completed until you do mashicha, so too by shomrim, right, and right when the shomrim pull it, then they are koneid. Legabe what? Legabe what is a shomer koneid by mashicha? Right, what is the shot of Rebbe Lazar, machlokes, Rambam, and Tosfos? Tosfos says here on the bottom, we referred to this Tosfos a couple weeks ago. Tosfos says, lo lischayev onsin, ka'amar. Not regarding chiyav onsid. That's not mashiach. That's not why you need mashiach. Tomer shomer chinam below mashiach chayav b'shia. A shomer chinam, even if he doesn't do mashiach, he's chayav b'shia. Kidam rinim perka omnim, where he says hanach lafanai, right? Even without touching it, he'd be chayav. V'hu adin shomer sachar b'gnev aveda. Says Tosfos, you don't need mashiach to be chayav to become a shomer. That's the important sheet of Tosfos right here. A shomer chinam, shomer sachar, or chayav even without Mishicha. What does Rabbi Lazar mean here? Tiknu Mishicha, that's regarding Chazara, meaning arguing on Rav Huna. Rav Huna says, you know when you are Chayiv, you know when the Schus Chazara runs out for the Mashil, or the Maschir, or the Bailim? It runs out when you pull it. Right, so that is, or Rav Huna says when you start using it, but that's what Rabbi Lazar says, only when you pull it. That's what Mashicha is good for, but not for the Kabbalah Sachrayas in the first place. That Tosfos says could happen even without Mashicha. If you look at the Rambam says in Ilchas Chiras, no, it seems like the Rambam says, no, Mashicha b'shomrim. And therefore the Rambam says in Chiras Beis Ches, the Rambam says it would start... It would start right away. The Ksos points out this machlokas between the Rambam and the Tosfos in the beginning of Simon Shin Zion. The Ksos quotes the Rambam, de Meshicha, bein lachazara de maskir umashil, u bein laachrayas hashmira, right? In both of those cases, both halachas, it goes by the Meshicha. The Rambam says, even the achrayas of the shomer. And the Ksos here talks about it. It says, Tosfos, b'mitzia tzaditas, uvarash, de Meshicha, b'shomerim, inu elo lachazara. Aval achrayas hashmira, nischayv u'shomerim, take it. Mishin istalku abaylam b'shmira. Machlokes, Rambam, Tosfos, whether the second that the owner goes away, even before the shomer pulls the item, is the shomer responsible? Shomer chinam, shomer sachar. That's the machlokes. Says the Ksos, you know what the svar for Tosfos and the Rush is? Tosfos and the Rush says, you're chayv right away because havi le din poel. Right when the owner leaves, I'm watching it, I'm guarding it. I'm like a worker, whether I'm getting paid or not, and therefore the chiyuv is going to kick in even if I don't pull it. And then he quotes, maybe it can be mechalik between different shomrim. Maybe a shoal and a socher, right? You would need mahani mashicha. Shomachidim shomasach or not. He goes through other days in the Rishonim, but he points out this machlokas between Tosfos and the Rambam, how to understand this last line. Again, do you need to pull it to be mischayev in the case? The Chashuk Echemed here has a somewhat of a humorous case. Sometimes his cases are. He says, 2 points. Number one, regarding having to pull it or not. He says, there is Maisa She'ira. There was a monkey that broke out of his cage in the zoo. And he went and did damage. So who has to pay? Does somebody have to pay? Does the guard of the whatever, whoever is supposed to be guarding that cage, does he have to pay? He never touched the monkey. He's a guard of the monkey. Could you have a shomer who didn't do mashicha? Right, Tosfos and the Rambam. Right, our discussion. Domo le shomer shenechnas tachas abaylim. So he says, but he quotes this machloket. He says shomer hazeh, but he says, did he ever get paid? right? Was he maskil b'malacha? So that's what he talks about in this regard. Interesting case. We'll get to another one, very important question coming up soon as well. Let's continue. Says the Gemara Tani Nami Yochri, you also have a brisa that supports Rabbi Elazar. Kishem shetiknu mashicha b'lekuchos, kach tiknu mashicha b'shomrim. U'kishem shekarka niknes. And once we say a kishem, and we're comparing, we say a kishem shekarka niknes b'kesef, Bishar b'chazaka, just like the Mishnah says in Kiddushin, and we're saying here, karka could be acquired through kesef, shtar, and chazaka, kach schiris nikne, b'kesef, u'bishtar, u'bechazaka. So too, rentals could be nikne with kesef, shtar, and chazaka. Rashi quotes, what's the havamina here? Even renting out an animals, or kalim? Says the Gemara, schiris, maya vidite. You know, what do you mean to schiris? Don't you need to pull it? What kind of kinyah chazaka are we talking about by schiris? Rav Chisda schiris karka. Okay, by schiris karka, that's what we are referring to. And we just add that in once we're quoting the Brisa, the first half, which is our issue. We quote the second half of the Brisa as well. What's interesting here is that what's not on the list? Just like karka is nikdis because of shtar chazaka, so too schiris. Where's chalipin? Chalipin, kinyan chalipin, the most universal kinyan, right? Picking up a handkerchief, what we discussed, daf mem zayin, Caleb Shalkona, Caleb Shalmakne, Rav and Levi, right? So chalipin, where is it? Says the Tosfos Rid, there in Kiddushin, daf chavav, where the source of this is? Of course chalipin works. It's just listing here the unique kinyanim of karka that metaltalin don't have. And by metaltalin, it lists off the unique kinyanim of metaltalin that karka doesn't have. But chalipin for sure works. He says, on the if be kasha milo tani nami chalipin tshuva kesef shtar uchazaka to isnu bekarkos v'lesnu b'metaltalin ktani shagam achazaka inamo elos b'metaltali avah chalipin to isnu nami metaltal lo ktani. Okay, technical reasons chalipin is not there. Tosfos though there in Kiddushin says no. Tosfos in Kiddushin chav zayin amad aleph at the bottom. Tosfos says chalipin would not work. What's his raya? But metzias ali tesla beis. Right here. Why isn't chalipin mentioned? Says Tosfos, v'shema schirus ein nikne bechalipin. To Omar b'ba metziya, taf salides. K'shem shakarka nikne bekesef b'shar b'chazaka, kach schirus karka nikne bekesef b'shar b'chazaka u bechalipin loktani. Schirus karka would not be able to be done with chalipin. That is Tosfos' suggestion there. The Rambam says clearly that chalipin works by all cases. Right? The Rambam, we discussed this in the past. The uniqueness and Kini chalipin works. The Rambam says, karkos, avadim, behema, v'shar, kol metaltlin, kol echen mehen, nikne b'chalipin, v'hu anikra kinyin, and he explains how it goes, and then later on in Parakeh, he describes what kinyin chalipin is about. As we discussed in the past, it's a kinyin shel da'as. It's a symbolic action because it is all about just concretizing the das of the people involved. It's not a horaz bailus, where the focus of the kinyan is the maisa kinyan, like mashicha, or hagba, or chazaka, or shtar, but it's about, maybe shtar might be different also, but it's about just a concretization of the das. I lift up a handkerchief, that's a kinyan. I lift up a pen, the answer is, that's concretizing my das, that I am ready to be serious about this. That's what the Rambam says in Perek Hei Halacha Yud Gimel of Hilchas Mechira. Kinyan zeh shenagu l'haknos beilu advarim eino moel klum elo lo hodia she'eino omer dvarim elu kimisachik u'mahatel elo shegomer belibo v'yachar kach omar. And therefore, that's what the kinyan chalipin is about. And again, it's a large sugya, many rayas to this. Let's continue. Amar Shmuel. Hi, man, dekoza chavitza, de tamri mechavero. Now, the question is, the following cases, in terms of figuring out financial values of items. So somebody steals a whole bunch of dates. V'isba chamishim tamri. There are 50 dates. Agav hadadi mizdavnin binu nachichada. If you would sell all 50 dates, you'd sell them at a reduced price, 49. But chada chadim is davin b'gnun. But if you would sell them separately, you'd be able to get one per date, and therefore you sell it for 50. So how much does he have to pay? What did he steal? Did he steal something worth 49 or 50? So lehedyo mishalim chamishim nachi chada. So to a hedyo, you would pay 49. Lehektish mishalim chamishim b'chumshayu. But for hektish, you'd have to pay 50, and plus the chomesh, right, for the Yisra Me'ila. Mashen kein b'mazik to lo mishalim chumsha. Mazik would not pay chomesh, right, Tosfos points out, for mazik hektish you wouldn't pay at all, even the keren, midaraisa, midarabanan you'd have to pay, but for sure not the chomesh. Da'amar mar ish ki yochal kodesh prat le mazik. Fine. So the chilek between Hedyot and Hector. Says the Gemara Maskav L'Rabbi Barabaya LeHedyot Amay Mishalayim Chamisha Nachichada. Why would you only pay 49 to the Hedyot? Name Alei, why can't the Nigzal say to the Gazlan, Anochada Chada Havim Mizav Nina Luhu? I wanted to sell it one by one. So I you should pay me 50. Amar Rafuna Breda Rav Yeshua Shaman Beisab Osa Sadetnan. Rafuna, he says, no. As we had back in Baba Kama, you measure it looking at the whole area. Meaning, if my animal damages part of your field, I don't wonder how much would this part of the field be sold for. I look at the entire field, how much the entire field was worth before the damage, and how much it was worth after the damage, and I pay the difference, which is less, right? Which is the kula for the mazik. It's less than what this itself would have been sold for. Interesting, machlokes achronim. It's quoted as the machlokes between the Chavetz Chaim and the Chazonish. The Sharam Siyana Balacha here has it as well. You know, if somebody breaks, how far do you say that you always look at the larger item? Let's say Reuven breaks Shimon's window of his house. How much do you have to pay? So do you say, Shimon, what was the house worth before and after? Like, nothing. There's no difference. A window broken, if you would sell a house with a broken window, without a broken window, there's hardly any difference between that. Or do you measure a broken window? So do you apply this principle of Shimon Beisa Bosa Sada? By a house? So says the Chazon Ish, this is only where your plant, it's something that usually people sell. So that's where you could use that. To call that the Chazon Ish writes in Baba Kama, Simin Vav. To call that Myri Behecha Shaomi Limkar. O Mehai Taima, Behecha Shakilko Kosol Beso, Diavi Shaimina and Kala Bias, Harelo Nifras Klau Kaspo, to keep it Shaina Bias Omi Limachira El Atakein Bitkeha, Mishai Masha Chavira Mafsid, both us Tiku. No, you go by how much it will cost to fix. That's what he says. And then the Sharm Sinai Balachi here quotes, Delok de Itmar be Medrasha Mishmeder of Chaim Soloveitchik. He goes from Chaim Soloveitchik. I heard it in the name of the Chavetz Chaim. The Shonmin HaChalon Agav Kol HaBayis. Of Kimish Luz LaBayis, Patim Yilashalim. That's how far do you go in this regard. Let's continue though, and then we'll make more comments. Lameimra. So the Gemara is saying, is this to say, the Sarvish Shmuel didn't have the Lavkadim Gavo Adami? So Shmuel says this Shita, right, about the Chilek between Hedyot and Hektish. See, he fundamentally says there would be a difference in payments between Hedyot and Hektish, Vatnan, but didn't we learn in the Mishnah, in Meseches Me'ilah, Natal Eben Okore, if the Gizbar of the Beis HaMikdash takes something, a board or a rock, Me Hektish Lo Ma'al, if he just took it, he didn't do anything yet. He has the Gizbar, is allowed to use it. Nasta L'Chavero, if he gives it to his friend, Hu Ma'al V'Chavero Lo Ma'al, then he gets Vilas Me'ilah, because now he has given it out. But Chavero Lo Ma'al, until he actually uses it. Bana B'Toch Beso, and if his friend puts it into his house, Lo Ma'al, Ashi Yadar Tachteh B'Shama Pruta, he only violates when he gets benefit from it. V'Yosef Rabbi Yabo Kamid Rabbi Yochanan, V'Yosef HaKamah Mitzvah the Shmuel, and Shmuel says, just like you see from here, it goes by the Hana'ah, Zoso Meres Hador B'Chatzar Chavir Shlomi Dai to Tzorech, La'alos Lo Schar. Right, as the sugi of Zenen of Zelochaser. So if somebody lives in their friend's field without permission, they get benefit, so you have to pay him for it. So what do you see from there? Shmuel uses Hektish as a basis for establishing Chiyuv by Hedyot. So you see, he compares them. So how could the first statement of Shmuel up above say that's the difference between them? Says the Gemara, answers the Gemara, Amalei Rabbi Yochanan, Hadarei Shmuel Me'ahi. Shmuel was Chozer Bo from the comparison to Me'ilah. Says the Gemara, we might be a hi hadar bay, dilma me ha hadar. How do you know he was chozer from part, the second statement that we just made? May he was chozer from up above, the dates case. Lo, me a hi hadar bay, only from this. Kid the Rava, the Amar Rava, because Rava says, hekta shalomidas, kehadyomidas dami. You can't really make the comparison of living in your friend's chatzah shalomidaito, because Hashem always knows. Rashi, look at Rashi's two words, sixth wide line, rachmana yada. Hashem always knows. And therefore, you can't compare the cases anyway, and therefore, there's not a chiyuv, and therefore you have to say Shmuel was chozerbo from that comparison. It's a fascinating questions that come up. Sometimes it's hard to know how to evaluate something. Like here, you sell it separately, you sell it together, right? What happens? The Chashuk Echemen has another case here, where somebody is put in charge of a key to a miklat, and he loses the key. And now they can't get into the miklat. So they have to break down the lock, which costs a lot more than the key. So the shomer, who was guarding the key, does he have to pay for the key? That's all he lost. Or the key, though, not symbolically, gave usage to the lock, and now they have to pay for a whole new lock. Does he have to pay for the whole new lock? Does he have to pay for the key? Very interesting question, because do you go by actually what he lost? or not. Or the case, then the Chajuk HaChemet says, maybe similar to the case that the Achronim discuss. I'm guarding somebody's earrings, two earrings, right, that together they're worth 100 zehuvim, and I lose one of them. And now there's only one. It doesn't have a pair, so it's only worth 30. It's not that they're each worth 50. One earring is only worth 30. Two together with 100. So do I have to pay for 50? Do I have to pay for 70? Because I only lost one earring, which is worth 50 if you have both. But now that only one of them is there, so many times you have these cases where it's not so clear how much the person is responsible for, right? Similar to these cases of, you know, you steal something, if you sell them separately, if you sell them together, v'chulu. Weiter. Next story. Again, a lot of different pshatim of this story. What exactly is the case? We'll go with Rashi. Amar Rava. Hani shkulai detavru chavita dechamer lechanva. There were schleppers, people carrying loads that broke something on the way. Broke some barrels. B'yoma deshukam is davna behe, b'shar yomi is davna be'arba. On the market day, you'd be able to sell these barrels for 5. On other days, they're only sold for 4. Ahadrule b'yoma deshuka, Rashi says this means, if he returned them before the day of the shuk, mahadrule chavita dechamer, just give him back the barrel. You can give him back a barrel. Because this barrel's worth 4 today, that's okay. Because when the market comes, you'd be able to sell it for 5. Bishar yome mahajulehe. But on other days, if it's after the market day, you have to give him back 5 because if he would have had this barrel on that day, he could have sold it for 5. Velo amran elo delo havi lechaim lezvune. And this is only where he didn't have any other barrels that to sell on the market day, and therefore there's no riot that he wouldn't have sold it. Aval havi lechaim lezvune. But if he had other barrels and he didn't sell those on the market day, so then he should have sold those. The fact that he didn't, you might not have sold mine either, and therefore you only have to give back 4. And by the way, he could even, if he gives back the barrels, he could give back the money that it cost him to schlep the barrels, and if he gives back barrels with spouts already, the amount of money that it takes to make a spout. Just one final point. The Ksos says, in the beginning of Shindalad, don't we say, right? So what do you mean? What are you even figuring out? The market day, the non-market day, you pay how much it was worth when you stole it. Answers the Ksos, you only say that if you don't foresee a market change in value. But here you know there's a market day. Here you know it's going to change. Then you don't say, kol gazlanim, mishal mikshasak zela, in that case. Okay, there's a lot on these dafim, but we'll have to stop here. But next time we'll pick up with daf kuf, getting to the triple digits here in Maseches Bamitzia. Okay, we'll stop here.